gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. Why on earth thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at the throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. We're singing, Savior, oh Savior, Savior, please hear my humble cry. Why on earth is thou calling? Do not pass me by. Amen. Church, say amen. Praise God. Praise God. We come at this time for our baptismal service. Amen. This is one of the ordinances of the church. Amen. Baptism and Holy Communion. Praise God. And we have two that has come this morning to be baptized. I inform them that they're already saved because they have confessed their sins. Amen. Baptism is only identifying with Jesus, going down into the grave, amen, the liquid grave, and coming up, amen. And when Jesus did that, let me just read it for you. In Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, Matthew's Gospel chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, then cometh Jesus unto Galilee, to Jordan, unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and cometh thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens was opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. We praise God this morning because as you follow the footsteps of Jesus, amen, the Lord is saying, the Father in heaven is saying, I am well pleased, amen, with you. So we're grateful to God that you have accepted to follow Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come now thanking you once again for your grace and your mercy. You watched over these two young men all of their lives. And now, Lord, they've decided to submit their lives to you. We're praying by your Holy Spirit that you will rule in their life. You'll take control of their life, that they have the love that you have to share with other folks as they meet them, with their families, with their friends, with their neighbors throughout the world. They will see you and give you glory. Bless them in all of their efforts. Stir their gifts up that they might be a picture and a workman for you. Because in your word, you tell us that we are your workmanship. And so you work to us. You move to us. You bless us to us. And so, Father, here they are coming now to share their lives with you. And we're grateful to God for all that you have done. Bless them, lead them, and guide them, and direct them, that they might be all that you would have them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Yeah, to be. Oh, I love Jesus. Yeah, I love Oh, yeah, yes, I do. None but the righteous. None but the right. Yeah, Lord, none but the right. Yeah, shall. Somebody said, I love Jesus. Yeah, Lord. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yes. Father, we come now with those that you have given to us to take them down into your liquid grave. We pray, Father, that as they go down, that they remember that they're pulling off the old self now. They become new in you. Bless this water as they go down, Lord, that they will be a light for you, that somebody might see their good works and glorify you. Bless now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. None but the right. Yeah, Lord, none but the right. Oh, yeah, none the right. Yes, shall. Whoa, I love Jesus. Oh, yeah. My dear brother, in obedience to God's word and upon the confession of your faith in him, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Oh, take me. I want to be. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love us. My dear brother, in the confession of your faith in him, I now baptize thee, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Take me to the water. Oh, take me. Yeah. Father, again, we thank you for these. We pray that we as a church will be an example for them to follow. Bless them now. Keep them in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I love Jesus. I love. Our deacons will give us a little devotion until Reverend Kitchen get up here. Amen. Thank you.
You're going to help me sing this song. Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Hymn number 162. Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
Say just to be alive, but also to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. This morning I'll be reading to you from St. John chapter 15, beginning at the very first verse. If you can, please stand for the reading of the Word of God. And when you find it, say amen. I am the true vine. And my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear the fruit in itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, ye shall ask whatever, and it shall be done unto you. I read to you St. John chapter 15, beginning at verse 1, down including verse 7. May the Lord bless the hearer, reader, and doer of these most holy words.
Let us pray. Father God, let me come to you once more and again, Father, thanking you for getting us up this morning. Thanking you, Father, for laying us down to sleep at night. Father, if there's any peace that we have today, we know it comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, and I can't thank you enough for Jesus, because Jesus has been the strength of my life. Jesus has got me from one point to this point, Father. And I hope that in all the hearing today that they know that you're not just a yesterday God, Father, that you are now God, that today is the day that you have made. In the name of Jesus we pray and ask for all the love and joy that can only come from the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you.
clap of praise today. Hallelujah. So good to see you. So good to see you. Amen. Minister Vaughn's going to lead us in our prayer and scripture. Amen. And then we're going to hear from our senior choir. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Stand to your feet.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your feet if you can. And let's give God a hand clap of praise, this morning. God. He woke us up this morning. He brought us to the house of God just one more time.
One more time.
And we ought to be grateful and thankful for the Lord this morning, especially on this communion Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. As the parishioners are coming in through the door, if there be any more, you may let them in.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. How many of you happy in Jesus this morning?
Glory
There's
to God.
No other place that I would rather be than in the safety of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
As our parishioners come in, we thank God on this morning. And we're going to, first of all, do our responsive reading.
Amen.
It's going to be coming from Luke chapter 22, beginning at verse 14. I will begin. I will read the first verse. You will continue after me. Amen.
Amen.
I'll do 14. You do 15, and so forth and so forth. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke 22, beginning at verse 14. Amen. Amen. If you don't have a Bible, it's going to be up on the screen.
Amen.
You can read with the screen. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. You may read.
I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
For I tell you, I will not eat again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. You may read.
He gave thanks. Yeah, take this and divide it among yourselves.
And I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. You may read.
And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. You may read.
But behold, the hand of him that betrayed me is with me on the table.
All.
And go. Is determined. But woe unto that man on whom he is betrayed. Amen.
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 If you will continue to stand, we're going to read our subject for today. It's coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse number 12. And if you don't have your Bibles, it will be on the screen to my left and to my right as well. Amen?
Amen.
When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Behold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong,
mm-hmm.
but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Prayer continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will mm-hmm. for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good.
Yeah.
Avoid every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the hearer, the reader, and the doer of his most holy words. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sing quiet. Is he an on-time God? Hallelujah. He'll always be on time. Good God Almighty. Mama got us stirred up here this morning. Glory to God. On time. God. Praise him. That's why we give him all the glory. All of the honor today. Amen. To all the clergies in the house and to the officers and to all of the mothers, choir ushers, saints, and friends, and to our new, amen, soldiers on the battlefield. Amen. Brother Quentin Sherry, is that right? And what's the other one's name? What is it? Nicholas. Praise God. We're so happy for them today. Praise God. As they is saddling up now, putting on their armor. Yeah, getting ready to run for Jesus. I heard the scripture say there's more rejoicing in heaven over one than 99 just people. So heaven is rejoicing today, so we should be rejoicing also. Praise God. Amen. Since September is over, so my birthday is over. But let me thank you, thank you, thank you so much for blessing me with your gifts and your well wishes. I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much, whatever you've done. If you just said happy birthday, that was good enough for me. And I want you to know I... God bless you, darling. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good to see Miss Deborah here today. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. On time, God. Yeah. Let me thank all of those that went with us to Pilgrim last Sunday for their pastor's anniversary. We had a grand time over there. We thank God for all of you that went and shared with us in that celebration. Thank you so much. We're getting ready now for our Friendship Missionary Baptist Association session. It's the 147th annual session that will be held this coming Wednesday, October 5th at 10 a.m. It will be at New Friendship here in Marietta on the Villarica Road. So we ask that if you can to try and attend. If not, they are going to Zoom it. Amen. So if you, I believe, go on the website, it will give you the information how to Zoom it. Also, it is including the 112th annual session of the Women's Auxiliary. Amen. So all that will be Zoomed on the 5th of October, starting at 10 a.m. God bless you. So if you can, tune into that. Now, don't forget next Sunday, high time for the choir. Next Sunday will be choir day. Amen. So we will be celebrating and showing appreciation to our choirs as they has blessed us down through the years, and especially during the pandemic. Amen. They hung on in there. And so we are so grateful to them. Now, if you haven't put on your calendar, the third Sunday in October, amen, we will be the guest at Wright Street Baptist Church for their church anniversary at 3 p.m. And we ask all that can, please come and go along with us as they celebrate their church anniversary. And then on the fourth Sunday, amen, you are invited to take a trip and go to North Carolina, to my home church there in Henderson, where you can help them celebrate their church anniversary also. And so if you can come and go with us, if you want to go, please call in and sign up. There might be a sign-up sheet in the vestibule. I'm not sure. But anyway, if it's not, then call in and get on the list
so that we can make preparations for you. We're going to be staying overnight because it's about 8-hour drive. And so we don't want to go and turn around and come back. That'll be a little bit too much, especially on an old man. Amen. So if you would like to go, we ask that you would sign up so we can make hotel reservations and we can make reservations for your travel. Praise God. We hope to have the bus ready to go. Amen. So that we can be able to assist you. All right. Thank you so much. Sister Cox is here, I believe. She's going to come and welcome our visitors. Amen. Give her a hand as she comes. Praise God. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
On behalf of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church Women's Ministry, I come before you with two announcements, so bear with me. We're asking all women, married, single, widowed, divorced, healed, broken, or just living, to join us on October 8th at 10 o'clock a.m. downstairs here at New Hope as we rekindle our women's fellowship ministry once a month. As we reflect, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're asking each and everyone to please join us in donating new wigs, scarves for cancer patients. These items will be donated to the Better Day Giving nonprofit organization, who provides free custom-made wigs and other resources to cancer patients in need. Monetary donations are accepted. We will have a box in the vestibule starting Wednesday through October 31st for any donations. And in closing, just want to remind everybody, we must remember God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
Good morning, saints.
Morning.
Good morning, Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
This is the day that the Lord hath made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
We pause at this moment in our worship services to recognize those visiting with us. Will all visitors please stand and remain standing?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
On behalf of our pastor, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, First Lady Steed, the official board, and the entire New Hope Baptist Church family, we extend to you a warm and heartfelt welcome. We are so happy that you chose to worship with us on this beautiful Sunday morning. Today is Communion Day.
Amen.
We welcome you to this service of worship and praise. We invite you to pray with us, to sing with us, and most of all, to study God's Word with us. Later on in the services, an invitation will be extended to you. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you, as the Holy Spirit permits, to do so at this time.
Amen.
We welcome you to all of our services here at New Hope Baptist Church, and may you be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Cox. Amen. Amen. She just make it feel so good. Praise God. All right. Once again, we want to thank those that are tuning in for our Bible studies on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Amen. We appreciate you. And we also thank those that are still committed and dedicated and giving their tithes and offering. We want you to know that we appreciate what you are doing. Amen. On our special prayer list, we ask that you pray for one of my friend ministers, pastors, Pastor Hugh Bird and family. His wife passed on last week. We ask that you would keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. Also, Deacon Griffin had death in his family. His aunt passed last Thursday. So let's keep him lifted in prayer, him and his family. Let's praise God for Deaconess Bond and Deacon Bond. They are here today. Amen. They was in a car accident. Praise God. They're recovering. So we thank God for that this morning. Amen. All right. We ask that you continue praying for our friend minister, Dr. Gore. She has stage 3 cancer, that the Lord will heal and deliver her. Amen. Pray for my barber, Philip Arnold, who's getting ready in preparations for his surgery for his arthritis. Amen. Let's pray mightily one for another. Amen. We realize that the hurricane came through, amen, and devastated a lot of areas. And we just ask that you continue praying for those victims, that God will help them to restore and help them to be comforted at the loss of their loved ones. Amen. Let's pray mightily for them, because we don't know when it might come our way. Amen. So let's pray for them. Pray for Brother William Hunter. Amen. He used to be faithful until his health started failing him, and he moved out to California with his son. But I understand he's back here now, and he's in the VA hospital in Decatur. Amen. So we ask that you please, please keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. All right. So as we make preparations now for our communion service, amen, we ask that you be prayerful. Get your hearts and minds stained on what Jesus has done for us. Amen. Because without him, we wouldn't be here today. Praise God. Anybody believe that today? Amen. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be here. So for our hymn of preparations, amen, we're just going to use hymn number 1 in your hymn book. We haven't sang it in a long, long time. We sung it at the first service, and it just sounds so good to me. I want to sing it again. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty. Come on, stand to your feet as we sing it together. It's on the monitors. The words are on the monitors, so you can sing along with us.
Holy, 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 Lord God.
tell your neighbor that's a church song. Glory to God. As we prepare now for our communion, we ask once again that you be prayerful as we come to ask God's blessings upon the bread and the fruit of the vine. Amen. Let's concentrate now on the cross and what he's done for us. Because it was at the cross where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart, they all rolled away. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we come now to thank you for allowing us the privilege to come together and to dine with thee. We thank you now for this bread and this fruit of the vine. It represents your broken body on the cross and your blood that came streaming down that washed away our sins. Please, Father, we pray right now that thou would just bless it, change it from a physical use to a spiritual use. That as we eat and as we drink, we remember all that you've done for us. Father, search our hearts and search our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, please move it right now, that we might not eat or drink damnation to our souls. God, we thank you, give you glory, give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus took the bread, broke it, said, take, eat. This is my body that was broken for you. Let us eat together. Fruit of the vine that represents his blood that was shed on the cross to wash away our sins. Let us all drink together in remembrance of him. Repeat after me, Lord, I remember. Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise, if you will. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Mother Johnson going to sing a little bit for us while they collect these. Amen. I know it was the blood. Yeah. Hallelujah.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Yeah. God. Give the senior choir a hand. Thank you. You ought to have been there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, my soul was like fire. Shut up in my bones. That's old Sue there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. That's the way they used to sing it. I used to love to watch the mothers in the corner. They be doing their little shout. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we done got so sophisticated now. We can't move for the Lord. Amen. We got to sit there with our arms all folded. Amen. But I don't know about you. I know what he's done for me. I know how he's brought me out. I know how he set me free. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Just whisper to somebody and tell them, I came to have church. Come on, I came to have church. I ain't come to look at you, see what you're wearing. I came to have church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me get out of the way, and then maybe y'all go on and shout. 1 Thessalonians 5. This is part 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. Rejoice always. In everything, give thanks. That's our key verse. But this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you would. Amen. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, once again, we come to thank you for this privilege, for this opportunity to say a word for you. Come now, Holy Spirit, take control of these lips of mine, that I might be able to speak a word to your people, that they might be delivered, they might be saved, they might be set free. Anoint me with your Holy Spirit right now, that I will have the wisdom and knowledge to make things clear, that they might know, understand your will and your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 This morning we say, be prayerful. Now we are saying, be thankful. Amen. Be thankful. Anybody thankful today? Amen. You know, I can't have a frown on my face because I'm thankful. It's because I think about the breath that I'm breathing. God gave it to me. I'm able to move around. God gave it to me. I even feel the pain of arthritis, but God's been good. So I got to tell him, thank you. let me share this with you. God calls upon his people to have thankful hearts and an attitude of gratitude. Paul mentioned three things that are God's will for each and every one of his children. In this series, we have considered how it is God's will that we be joyful. Amen.
And verse 16 and 17, it lets us know that we must be prayerful. Now we will turn our attention to verse 18, where we are told that it is God's will for each of his children to be thankful. God's will. In other words, God inhabits your praise. God wants to know that you appreciate him. Amen. It's like your mama and daddy. Every now and then you ought to tell them, thank you for the shoes that you bought for me. Thank you for the clothes that you bought me. Thank you for the food that you give me. You ought to tell God every now and then, thank you. And everything. The focus, amen, of the thankful Christian is God. You don't miss this now. Amen. The focus of your thankfulness of a Christian is on God. Amen. Amen. As we begin to watch what God is doing for us in our lives, we have to understand that it's nothing so good that we've done that God has blessed us. So the focus of the thankful Christian is the same which enables us to remain joyful and prayerful because we are, amen, honoring God for all that he has done for us. As we focus our attention on God, there are at least two things we are reminded of that enables us to be thankful in all things. Amen. First of all, the relationship that is ours to enjoy. I don't know about you, but I have a relationship with God. As I maintain my focus on God and learn to live my life with a heavenly perspective, I know that what truly makes my life worth living, my love relationship with Christ, can never be taken from me, no matter what the circumstances of my life might be, because I know that he's working things out for my good. We can be thankful in all circumstances, because the circumstances of life do not determine the quality of my life. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? Amen. We can be thankful in all circumstances because the circumstances of life do not determine my quality of life, nor do they diminish the quality of my life. For our life, as Paul puts it in Colossians 3:3, is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, once I gave my life over to him, the word tells us, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I got a new spirit in me now. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens me, because I realize that in all things, God is working it out for my good. That's why Paul tells us in Colossians 3:12 that we should set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. You know how many people can't sleep at night because their minds are on earthly things? They didn't win the lottery. Amen. They didn't get the car that they wanted. They don't have the clothes that they wanted. Friends have walked away from them, and people have talked about you and scandalized your name. And so your mind is set on earthly things. That's why you can't go to sleep at night, because so many things are racing through your mind. That's why you got to learn to focus on heavenly things. Amen. The resources that are ours to employ. Paul tells us that a thankful heart is God's will for us, not because he wants to burden us down with a sense of guilt. Instead, he tells us this because he wants to reassure us concerning his supply of grace.
Amen. I'm so glad today that he's not holding my account against me. He knows how to erase my account and give me grace and give me mercy. Do I have a witness in here today? Later on, Paul tells us in this chapter, he reminds us that the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, it says, by his grace, God always supplies the power we need to carry out his purpose. By his grace, he will supply the strength we need to maintain an attitude of gratitude. Amen. The faith of the thankful Christian is all circumstances. Note that Paul does not say for all circumstances. There are certainly some circumstances for which we cannot be thankful for. However, our reason for being thankful is not to be found in the nature of our circumstances. Rather, our reason for being thankful is to be found in the nature, amen, too, of our holy God. Amen. When we begin to think about what God can do for us, how God has delivered us, where God has brought us from, we can give thanks to God because we know we was lost in sin. We was on our way to hell, and he looked beyond our faults, and he saw our needs. You see, knowing that God's basic nature is that he is good. Somebody say he's good. Amen. And loving should encourage me, even in the times of great difficulties and distress. I know God is working for my good. We found out in Sunday school how he works behind the scene when it seems like things are all messed up, when it seems like folks are going to lose their life. God is working, amen, in the background because he has a plan for our lives, a plan to bless us, a plan that will give us eternal life. The faith of the thankful Christian is in the goodness of God, is revealed by the way he looks at the circumstances of life. He looks for the goodness of God in all things. I don't know about you, but I look for the goodness of God in all things. The thankful Christian follows the instructions of Paul in Philippians, where it tells us wherever, whatever is true, amen, whatever is worthy of reverence and honorable and seemingly, and whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is loving, whatever is lovable, whatever is kind, whatever, amen, winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things. In other words, fix your mind, amen, on God. Amen, because he's got the answer to all of your situation. This thought is illustrated well, amen, by Matthew Henry, the celebrate the Bible scholar. When a thief broke into, amen, his modest home and stole some money from him, he wrote this in his journal: let me be thankful, first, because he never robbed me before. Secondly, because although he took my money, he did not take my life. Thirdly, because although he took all one possession, that was not much. Amen. Fourthly, because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed him. Thank God for how he kept me in the midst of my situation. Brothers and sisters, we should be thankful. Amen. Turn to somebody, say, be thankful. Be thankful for the good things that we have. Also for the bad things that we have. Don't grumble if you don't have what you want. Be Be thankful and don't be one who thinking that you should have had it when God is getting ready to bless you with a whole lot more. He looks for the goodness of God. We got to look for the goodness of God in everything that we do, even in bad circumstances, because we know no matter what the circumstance is, God will use it for the greatest of good. Amen. I heard somebody said in the Sunday school lesson this morning, when you think about how God brought Moses on the scene, it was nobody but God. Amen. Nobody could work it that way. All odds was against him, but God, he worked it out for our good. That's what Romans 8:28 says. For we know that all things work together for the good of them who love him and who've been called according to his purpose. So my brothers and sisters, as I get ready to close here today, be thankful for what the Lord has done for you. We can be thankful in the upside down world if our lives are right side up. Do you hear what I'm saying? The forces of thankful Christians. We find that even in the midst of our terrible situations, when we begin, amen, to search out, amen, how God is working. Somebody said, well, the hurricane came from God. I want you to know God is a good God and God loves us. Even though the hurricane came and it claimed the lives of many, God is still working. Just like he's worked there with Moses. Amen. There were storms in Moses' life, but God was working in the midst of it. God right now, even though Putin is like one of those of Pharaohs, even though Donald Trump is like one of those of Pharaoh, God is still working. God is going to raise up somebody that's going to move them out of the way. God has got control of everything that is going on. Paul tells us, quit grumbling and mumbling. Paul says, quit clearly that if we would just walk in the will of God, we should seek to live joyfully, seek to be prayerful, seek to be thankful. This is God's will for us because he wants his children to know that I came that you might have life. Yeah, that you may have it more abundantly. But there is another reason why God wants his children to live characteristically by joy. Amen. And he wants us to have a prayer for life. And he wants us to be thankful. Not only, brothers and sisters, is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 the will of God, but so also 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The people around us can always read our hearts by our face. The inner things we live with will always show up on our face. If you ever just look at somebody, you can just tell that something is bothering them. The soul is dying with the color of the cares of the world. Our task is not to argue. Our task is not to speculate, but to live a life that demands expectations, because we know that when we're going through our trials and tribulations, God is getting ready to do something great in our life. I believe, brothers and sisters, that I can praise him because I realize that things are not like I might want them to be, but God is still working. I see him now as my trouble comes in my life. I see him holding me. I see him keeping me. I see him watching over me. Do I have a witness here? How do I know that he's watching over me? Because early this morning, he woke me up on due time. I had a testimony way. I don't have no doubt. I know God will. He'll work it out. So I come by to let you know God wants your heart, because if he gets your heart, he'll get your mind. And the reason why that we're suffering so bad, because we won't give our hearts to Jesus. So our minds are messing us up. We got all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of things that are telling us to do what we want to do. But I stop by to let you know, when you get down on your bended knees and have a little talk with Jesus, he'll straighten your path. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. You'll be able to stand and say, in everything, I'm going to give God thanks. In the good times, in the bad times, I'm going to give him thanks, because I know it's nobody but Jesus that is holding me. When my bills seem so much that I can't pay them, when my money gets funny, I know it's God working it out for my good. When it seems like I can't see my way, I heard the songwriter says, all day and all night, the angels is watching over me. Can I get a witness here? Some of you are trying to run from God, but I got news for you. You can't run from God. I heard David said, if I made my bed in hell, he'll be there. If I took wings of a dove and flew to the uttermost parts of the world, he'll be there. There's nowhere you can get from God. So you might as well surrender your life to him. Say, Lord, here I am. Take me. Use me for your service. Lord, here I am. Use me until you can't use me no more. Is there anybody here that will commit to giving God your best? If you can't sing like angels, if you can't preach like Paul, you can say hallelujah, you can give him glory, you can lift your hands and say, it's me, oh Lord, it's me, oh Lord, I thank you. Just look at somebody and say, I know it was Jesus. I know it was Jesus that's been working things for me. Because I should have been dead. But look at God. He brought me out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not ashamed to admit I've been in situations where I should have been dead. But thank God, I'd even been in a car wreck where I probably should have went over the bridge into the water. But the only thing happened, the car got messed up. But it didn't put a scratch on me. Oh, you got to give him praise. You got to give him praise. That time you was in that place, you know you shouldn't have been. God brought you out. I know it was Jesus that saved my soul. Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. Anybody glad about it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to Mother on yesterday. Raise your hand, Mother. Mother said, just stay sweet in Jesus. Come on, somebody. She said, just stay sweet in Jesus. That's what we need to do. Just stay sweet in Jesus. Because he's got all power in his hands. Be thankful. Stop being ungrateful. Taking God for granted. That's why so many people are not blessed. They're just living just to be living. They have no relationship with other folks. Don't even have the mind to be focused on doing the responsibility that God has placed on them. Wives, husbands, children, leadership. When God has given you a gift, you need to walk in that gift. But the trouble is, if you don't have the mind, and you got a lot of grown folks in age, but young adults in mind. I know I ain't talking to nobody here. But it's sad when you see folks never grow up and never be thankful for what God has done for you. Today can be your day that you can tell your story, that you can testify what the Lord has done for you. And if you're not saved, he said, whosoever will, let him come. And I'm not soliciting you to join New Hope. You can join any church that you want. All I'm trying to tell you, you need Jesus in your life. I want to offer him to you. You can come and give me your hand and give God your heart. Listen. Your assignment is waiting on you. Don't let it be said that the work you have done is in vain. But you want to hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful of a few things. Come on. Into the joy of the Lord. Won't you receive him today? Won't you receive him today? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Candidate Baptism. This is a good time to surrender to him. Come on. Is there one today? God bless you, daughter. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another one? Oh, yes. God's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. If you're scared to walk down the aisle, just raise your hand. Somebody will come walk with you. Won't you come? Come on. While you have, get in a hurry and come on, say Jesus. Time to make up. Maybe you're saved today, but there's some situations in your life that you need to turn loose. You see, many of us can't sleep at night because we keep holding on to stuff. I want you to learn to turn it over to Jesus. If Jesus is gonna stay up all night long, why should you stay awake? Give it to him and you go on to sleep and rest and get your peace. Won't you surrender to God today? You got a situation that you want to give to him. Stretch your hands toward the altar and say, Lord, take it away. Just tell him, take it away. Just tell him, take it away. I know all of us got some situations we need to get rid of. We need to get rid of. We need to give it to Jesus. We need to give it to Jesus. I'm going to ask Minister Vaughn if she would come, please, and lead us in our altar prayer. For we believe it by faith. God is getting ready to move that thing out of your life. All you got to do is surrender, surrender, surrender to him. Say, Lord, here it is, here it is. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away. Come on, give it to him now. Give it to him. Release. Let go and let God have it.
Father, we stretch our hands to thee.
Yes, Lord.
No other help we know.
Mm-hmm.
If thou will withdraw thy hands from me, whither would we go?
We go.
Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus.
Here we are.
We come to your holy throne right now, Father. Lord, pleading and asking, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Petitioning you, O God, with all kinds of prayers.
Yes.
Prayers of healing, O God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Please, Father.
Prayers of deliverance, O God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, prayers of help. Prayers of comfort. Prayers of joy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you on this morning. We bless your holy name and thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you woke us up early this morning. Lord, you have led us to the house of prayer one more time. We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we ask and pray forgiveness of our sins.
Yes, Lord.
Creating us a clean heart.
Please, Father.
And renew our right spirit yeah. within us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, some come before you today with one thing and some with something else.
Yes, Lord.
But, Father, we know that you are good and your mercy is forever. We thank you, yeah, dear God, yeah. that you hear the prayers of your people.
Please, sir.
You know us one by one.
Yeah, Lord.
You know every hair on our head.
Yeah.
And, Father, we thank you
thank
this morning.
You.
Lord, we ask you to comfort those who are grieving
please,
today.
Please, Lord.
Lord, lift up a bow down head.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to let those, Lord, who feel lonely today know that you are here with them right now,
yeah,
Father,
yeah, yeah.
in Jesus'
right here,
name.
Lord, right here.
Father God, we ask you, Lord, to turn that situation around in their life.
Yeah.
Lord, we know you're able to do
yeah.
exceeding yeah. abundantly yeah. above all we can
yeah,
ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us.
Yeah, Lord.
For greater is he that's in us.
Yeah.
He that's in this world.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we glorify you and we magnify your holy
yes,
name.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our pastor, his wife, and his family.
Do, Lord. Do,
bless
Lord.
Every family that's under the sound of my voice.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you on today.
Mm-hmm.
We bless your holy name.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our
hallelujah.
Strength. And we thank you, Lord, that there's no other place we'd rather be
yes.
than safe in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, we bless you on today, and we thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name
hallelujah.
We pray. Amen. Praise
amen.
God and hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, bless God. Bless God. There's one today. You might be seated. One today that have come. Amen. This time we will hear from our clerk. Bless you. Praise God. God bless you, Sister Brown. We're so happy to have you to come unite with us. I pray that we can be the church to help you to grow. Mature and be all that God wants you to be. Your talents will bless our talents. So we're looking forward to working with you. God bless you and thank you for coming. Please go with our counselors. And they will give you some information. Church, say amen. Say amen again. Hallelujah. Give the senior choir a hand. These some singing women up here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let me see. I saw somebody out there I ain't seen in a while. Who was it? I ain't got my glasses on now. I thought I saw somebody I hadn't seen in a while. All right. You hiding. Praise God. God bless you. Give our musicians a hand. They bless us today. Praise God. These are some of the best musicians in the world. Amen. Anybody can follow me, you know they got to be good. Because I don't know what key I sing in. All of them. Praise God. God bless you. Give our ushers a hand. Praise God. Our sound technician. God bless you. We love you. Amen. The word says that they sang the hymn and they went out to Mount Olive. Normally, we would be giving our new members the right hand of fellowship. But because of COVID, amen, we kind of push back a little bit. But we want y'all to know that y'all are welcome into this house, amen, with all rights and privileges of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. Praise God. Let us stand. Amen. Somebody go home and cook me some food. I'm about hungry right now. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. I think I want to hear that. Yeah, I think I want to hear that. Nobody can sing that like Steve, you know. Praise God. God bless you, mothers. We're glad to see you today. Thank God for you.
Let the church say amen.
Yeah.
Let the church say amen. My God has spoken.
Yeah.
Let the church say amen.
Oh yeah.
Let the church,
yeah,
say amen.
You better sing, boy.
Let the church,
yeah,
say amen.
Yeah.
My God has spoken.
Yeah, Lord. Yeah.
Let the church.
Yeah.
Say amen. Let the church sing. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up, give it up, give it up. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Oh, that's who I saw. That's that's who I was looking at right there. Amen. What's his name? Pastor James and his beautiful wife. That's who I saw hiding over there. We're so happy to have him. Amen. Come now. Now, y'all talking about somebody can give you some nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all need to tune into our Bible study. He'll have you shouting sometimes. Amen. Amen. I mean, he just brings stuff out of nowhere. You can tell he's been around a long time. Praise God. Let us look to the Lord. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, Praise God. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, a wonderful week. We love you. Be safe. Love you, Mama.